Good morning. This shir is going to be aired on the 36th day of the Omer. And we are looking at Chayodim Klal Hei, Simen Yud Aleph. We're halfway through the Simen. V'mhoitzi Rabban b'brachos. What about a situation where Reuven made a bracha, and he was being moitzi not only himself, but other people as well. So he did not interrupt between his bracha and his eating. But somebody else who had not eaten yet heard the bracha from Reuven, did not eat, and interrupted before he ate. So those which are listening, by hearing Shemei Ekoina, when they hear the bracha from Reuven, as if they said their own bracha, and now they cannot interrupt between their bracha and the rechila. They should not interrupt, and if they interrupted with something which is not necessary for the meal or for the item, they would need to make a new bracha before they eat. The fact that the one who made the bracha took effect because he ate already, doesn't affect them, because the way they work is not that that they're just sort of like being piggybacking on his bracha, but it's like they made their own bracha, and therefore the same halacha of the person who makes a bracha should not interrupt. They who made a bracha through listening cannot interrupt before they eat. Now, we do find an exception to this by Kiddush and Abdullah. So one person makes Kiddush and he drinks, and not everybody else is allowed to talk. So the answer, Dafka be Kiddush Abdullah im tom echad yotze kulam. Over there, they're yotze because you do not need to drink. We're talking about being yotze the bracha of Kiddush. Yes, you're yotze the bracha of Kiddush as long as one person drank. You're yotze the bracha of Abdullah as long as somebody drank. But over here, mashenkin brechas and hanim sichem kulam litam. Because over there, the issue wasn't drinking from the wine. The issue was being yotze in the midst of Kiddush or the midst of Abdullah. But if a person wants to eat or drink, each person has to do their own eating and drinking. So the listeners cannot argue, well, Reuven ate, that's good enough. This will explain why, we'll see later on, it really is preferred in halacha that one person should make the bracha and we might see the other people there. It's considered a hitter and a kabbah to the bracha because of Rav Am Hadras Melech. Doing a mitzvah together with a group is considered a greater kavod to the to Hashem. Just like when you have a group of people coming together to serve the king, it shows a greater chashivas to the king. So why is it that many times we make our own brachas and we don't do that? So he says maybe this is the explanation, because we're worried that the people will think that they can be yotze just with the te'ima of the one who makes the bracha, and then speak before they eat, which would be improper. So he said, you know what, you make your own bracha and don't get involved in the problem. We'll see later on that he still says preferably we should not do that. Okay. What about the following scenario? Reuven washed his hands. So Reuven washed his hands. He has not said a bracha al nasil sidayim yet. And Shimon, who's being moitzi Reuven, for whatever reason, thought that Reuven is ready to go, which he wasn't. And Shimon said, I'm moitzi, and was moitzi Reuven in the bracha. Okay, so now, but Reuven can't eat until he dries his hands, because the halacha is a person washes his hands and doesn't dry them, it's like he didn't wash them. So Reuven cannot eat without drying his hands. So he has to dry his hands, and he also has not said a bracha yet. He has to make a bracha of Alan Shadayim. Well, if he says a bracha of Alan Shadayim, it'll be a hefsek between the hamoitzi and the eating for Reuven. So the Chayyadim continues, Reuven dried his hands, said the Ruch of Alatil Sedaim, Lohavi Hefsik, Vedotarach Lavorach HaMoitzi. So Shimon, and the scenario again was Shimon said HaMoitzi to HaMoitzi himself and Reuven. Reuven had only just washed, he had not said the bracha yet and not dried his hands yet. So Shimon makes the bracha. Reuven is yotze with the bracha by listening. Yotze with the bracha. Let's say it's lecha mishnah. There's only lecha mishnah available. So Reuven is yotze with lecha mishnah. He dries his hands. And he says that he's a diamond. He dries his hands, and that's not considered hefsek between a moitzi. While we hefsek kmeinu tzarach lavarach moitzi, the birchas al tis a diamond habit tzarach suduk. He has a chiyuv to make the bracha al tis a diamond, and he has a chiyuv to dry his hands. And that's all part of the needs of the meal, so it's not considered a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. Have a good morning.